You ever like stepped up to the plate and just absolutely struck out? Like you're swinging with all of your might, like everything you've got, and you just can't connect with the ball. How do you handle that? Like, how do you react when that happens? I want to explain how I think how you view that experience affects everything.
Leadership is the ability to facilitate movement in others toward a destination you can describe. I'm Russ Hill. I help build leaders. And this is the Culture Hacks Podcast.
Make sure you don't miss an episode. Tap on the follow, plus, or subscribe button, and you'll get two new episodes each week. Thanks for listening to the Culture Hacks Podcast with Russ Hill.
Several years ago, gosh, this is like back 15 years ago, probably. I was serving in a, we call it a calling, an assignment, a position in our church. And my job was to work with the youth and to oversee this congregation. And I remember I was speaking to a group of teenagers in our congregation. We call them wards in our church. And so I was speaking to a group of teenagers in a classroom, and it was like the Sunday school hour of church or whatever, you know. And parents were in there as well. So we had parents and we had of the teenagers, and then the teenagers in the room. And I remember talking about mistakes. And I said something to the effect of, you're going to make mistakes, and you know, you're just going to screw up sometimes, and things aren't going to go right. You're going to make the wrong decision. And I was talking about, don't beat yourself up about that too much. Like, that's part of learning. That's part of growth. And so I gave this little speech or this little talk to the teenagers, and trying to motivate them, right? Like, don't crush yourself. And one of the parents, one of the moms, came up to me afterwards, and she lit into me. She was on like a war path to me, from the back of the room to the front of the room as the class was getting out and everybody was getting ready to head home. And she said something to the effect of, I can't believe you would say that. Like, you realize you just gave all of these teenagers permission to mess up, to like go make wrong decisions. Like, you understand, like, that's what you just did, right? And I thought, actually, that's not what I did. I didn't say that. I was actually taken aback by it, because this is somebody who I had a ton of respect for. I still do. And I just thought, wow, like, part of me was, I felt bad, right? How could you not? I felt, oh gosh, that wasn't my intent. And I'm so disappointed that you viewed what I said as a negative. Like that whole, what I just did, I'm sorry that you viewed it as a negative. I felt bad about that, demoralized, if you will. And at the same time, I felt justified. I felt like, no, you don't understand. And my takeaway from that was that this mom had a perception that, or an expectation, in my eyes, I could be inaccurate on this, that, that her kids needed to be perfect, that she was raising them with a certain set of values and beliefs, and here's how things worked. And she just expected them to fully measure up and to agree with her standards and to make all these right decisions, right, under air quotes in her mind. And that they needed to not stumble, right? That our job as parents, our job as leaders, as we talk about in this podcast, is to keep people from making mistakes. And I actually think that is probably the most damaging perspective, the most demoralizing viewpoint you can have. And I want to apply this to business in just a moment. Welcome into the Culture Hacks Podcast. I'm Russ Hill. I make my living coaching and consulting senior executive teams. I'm part of the team at Lone Rock Consulting. You can find out more about our firm at lonerockconsulting.com. Okay. I this is an issue that's on my mind, because we had a call yesterday at the time I'm recording this. We had a call with some leaders of a well, let me just back up and I'll give you kind of the full view here and just real briefly so you can kind of understand the context. So those of you who listen to this podcast on a regular basis know that a couple of years ago, I left the corporate world and became an entrepreneur, a founder of a business. I've got two business partners who are have equity in our business as well. We've got a team that's growing, and we've got ambitious plans to grow the company. And it's been an amazing first couple of years of scaling it. And there are two parts to our business. One is consulting and one is training, right? Leadership development and training. And the consulting side, we've if you listen on a regular basis, you know we've been doing that for years. The training side is new. And so in the training side, we're dealing with lots of people that we don't normally, the customers we don't normally talk to. Like people in positions that we don't normally interact with. We're normally interacting with CEOs or the C-suite, and the training product is sold to a different audience. Again, I've gone over this a little bit before. And so yesterday we've got a call with somebody who's in the training department of a company all of you would recognize the name of. If I said it, you'd be like, oh my gosh, yeah, I go there all the time. And so we're on this call and we're presenting, giving an overview of Lead In 30. And this is somebody who doesn't have a lot of experience with us, and there's a little bit of a relationship, but not a lot. And the person, it's becoming clear to one of my colleagues and myself during this call that, gosh, we're missing something in the way that we're presenting to somebody in this position. And we're not packaging it. We're not presenting it. We're not describing it in the right way or in the way that they would be able to best grasp the problems that this solves that they have. And so we get off the phone and my colleague and I, we do a quick debrief, right? And he's kind of bummed. He's like, man, I wish that the call went great and they're interested and we're going to have some more discussion. I think it's going to be awesome, right? So it's going to go good places. And we're excited about that as we seek to grow that part of our business and impact the lives of more leaders, the careers of more leaders, help them scale their careers. And so that went well, but there was this feeling that, gosh, we could have done that better. Like we there are some things we need to tighten. We're not hitting home runs yet on the way we present this. And we probably got a base hit, or maybe we got to second base, but we're not like crushing it. And we're used to being in a space for the last couple of decades of our careers where we know how to sell what we sell. We know how to present it. We know how to package it. We know what lines we're going to say that you're going to laugh at. We know what lines we're going to say that you're going to go, oh my gosh, that totally speaks to the problems that we've got at our company. We know all of that. We're using techniques that are tried and true and proven. And so, but now in this new space, because we're growing and innovating and going into an area that we haven't been in before, we're not as comfortable. And everything we say we haven't tested all of it. And so we get off the call and he's kind of frustrated. We both are like, dang it. We got to tighten that up. And the thought, so I said to him, like, you know, that call was so good. And all of these calls are so good in that they're helping us understand how we need to do this differently, what we need to improve on. And so I want you to think about this from the standpoint of stepping up. I'm not a baseball fan, but that's the best scenario I can come up with. Maybe a free throw shooter or a jump shot in basketball, or maybe there's a sports analogy in another sport that works. But I'm just going to go with baseball for simplicity's sake. And so you step up to the plate, right? And you got the whole audience, the whole grandstands, everybody out there, all the spectators watching you. And it's really just you and the pitcher in this moment, and you prepared for it. You've done all this work to get to this spot, to have this bat, and to have that pitcher throwing the ball at you. And so you're just excited for the opportunity, right? Like, man, we're in this moment, and I am so jacked by it. And yet you got some nerves, too, because of the weight of the moment and the expectations on you and how you need to perform. And so you step up in this moment, and you swing and you strike. You miss the ball. And as we all know in baseball, you get three strikes, right? And then you're out, obviously. And so the pitcher throws the second one. the second pitch, and you're like, yeah, and you just like, you feel like you're just going to crush it. And you give it everything you got, and you miss the ball. And then you get back into position, the third pitch comes, and it happens again. You miss the ball. And for some of us, and truth be told, all of us, there are moments in our careers and in our lives when that happens to us, and it's just demoralizing. I mean, who walks away from that and goes, wow, that felt great. That was fantastic. I'm so glad that I completely screwed up this moment and missed the opportunity and swung and missed, and now I'm going back to the dugout. And I didn't help my team, and I didn't advance our cause, and I didn't put any points on the board, and I'm obviously doing something wrong. None of us walk away from that and go, woo, that was awesome. Yet at the same time, some of us, and hopefully in our best moments, all of us walk away from that play and go, oh, you know what I did wrong was, or let me look at the tape of that. Let me watch the video of that to see, oh, this is what I should have saw. Or I should have moved the bat this. And I can't go along with this analogy too much longer. Otherwise, it's going to expose all of what I don't understand about baseball. But the point is, here's kind of the takeaway, the punchline, right? That when we fail, or when we try and we strike out, or we have a phone call and it doesn't go exactly like it, or the client doesn't buy it, or we don't land that job, or we're not sure that whatever it is, we strike out. There are a few different ways for us to react to that, right? And one way is to go, holy crap, I totally failed. I'm going to go lay on the couch, grab a bag of chips, and not move for probably 3 months, right? And it's even harder when the guy or gal in front of you steps to the plate and they hit the grand slam. They hit the home run. They get a base hit. And then the guy after you does the same. And you're like, whoa, what is wrong with me? Like, why is that company crushing it? Why is that person nailing it? Why are they able to figure this out and I'm stuck here? You felt that before, right? Some of you are feeling it right now. And let me just say a couple of things to you. Number one is, if that's the experience you're having right now, you need to feel awesome about it, because it means you're trying something new. It means you're innovating. It means you're growing. It means you're out of your comfort space. It means you're trying to figure it out. And it means you're not being complacent, and you're not going on the easy path, and you're not choosing comfort. And it means you're not going with the status quo. You're putting yourself out there. You're walking out of the dugout to the plate rather than hanging out there on the bench. You're stepping out of the court. You're going out on the field. You should feel good about that. Like, allow yourself to just, you know what? I am putting myself out there. Like, we need to feel some pride about that, some satisfaction, give ourselves credit for that, trying something new and different, innovating and growing, whatever it might be. So that's number one. Number two is, well, what did you learn? Analyze what just happened at the plate with whatever, however that applies to you. What just happened in that interview that caused you to not get the job? What just happened in that sales call that caused the client to not buy? What just happened in that whatever? And what can you do differently? What did you not say right? Who are you getting feedback from? Like, just analyze and think about it in a way that motivates you. Try something new the next time. And the reality is you're not going to get it necessarily right the next time you step at the plate, or the next time. But one of these times, you're going to walk out of the dugout, you're going to step up to the plate, and you're going to nail it. And it's going to be incredible, right? And so where I think we run into disappointment and demoralizing experiences is when we think, okay, I got to hit it out of the ballpark on this one, and we don't. Okay, well, I'm going to adjust this, and I'm going to change that, I'm going to tweak this, and I'm going to do this differently. Okay, I'm back at the plate, and I struck out again. Okay, well, I'm going to watch the tape and, oh, this is what I was doing wrong. And we make some adjustments and we do whatever and we get back up to the plate and it takes all this effort and there's time that goes by and we step up again and we strike out again. And I think a lot of us, we give up just one at bat away from hitting it out of the park or two at bats away. You with me? And so we're in this world in our business because we're out of our comfort zone in developing a training solution. We're totally in our comfort zone, crush it on the consulting side. We know what we're doing, but on this training side, it's just new. It's different. We don't have it. We're having incredible success, but we want to beat the competition by like 20 runs, right? We just want to demolish it and we want to scale it insanely. And most people, by most measurements, would look at that part of our business and go, whoa, 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 wait, you've accomplished this in like just 12 months? And we look at it and go, yeah, I mean, yeah, that kind of feels good, but we want it to be 10x that because we're just so ambitious. We got such aggressive ideas and growth plans and a desire. Just we know how to impact the lives of just leaders around the world and throughout different industries. And so we just want to be there now. We want to figure it out today. We want to achieve that level of success in this moment. We want every call to be like, well, yep, we want it. Yep, we want it. Yep. Like the cash register is just going off, but it's not about the revenue. It's about the impact, and it's more about, hey, we created this thing, and we want there to be as much demand for it and understanding of the value of it as we see. You're tracking with me, right? Like you understand this applies to you in so many different ways, right? Whether you're selling something or creating something or building something or you're on the back end, and it's not so much a product or a service, but it's more you or something like that. And so my message today is I have to keep reminding myself that no, you learned something. You adjust, now you adjust, and that there was so much learning in that call yesterday. And so yesterday in that particular call, and this happens all the time, I'm just sharing that because it's on my mind as I record this podcast. But yesterday I was in a great mental spot, but my colleague wasn't in as good of a spot. Like he wanted to we hit a base hit. He wanted the home run. And so we got off the call and I was trying to build him back up. Like, no. Like that went so good. Like it was so good. But he just wants to connect with that ball in a way that sends it flying out of the stadium, and we didn't do that. And so yesterday I was in a good mental state on that, where I think he probably needed to walk away and probably took a couple of hours to regain some motivation and shake that off and go, okay, yep, we can keep learning. And so I'm just saying this for all, and tomorrow the roles will be reversed, right? It will be, we'll get off a call like that or a meeting or whatever. I'll be the one that's like, ah, crap, and bummed and kind of demoralized for a few hours. And that's okay. We're human, right? But I go back to that lesson I was teaching the teenagers at church. And I have a fundamental belief. It's actually part of my religious or spiritual beliefs that this life is a time for us to improve. It's a laboratory. And you weren't sent here. You didn't come as a little baby expected to be perfect, but rather to gain knowledge, to gain wisdom, to gain experience, to gain understanding, to figure it out, to make mistakes. They're going to happen. You're not going to hit a home run in every aspect of your life. You're going to screw this relationship up, and you're going to say something to that person that you wish you could take back, and you're going to do something that you wish he wouldn't have done, and you're not going to handle everything right, and you're not going to get that promotion, and that person's going to view you in a way you wish they wouldn't, and that's, you know what I mean? All these things are going to happen, and it can be crippling. And we see it around us in society, right? People all around us who just give up, or they become bitter because the lessons of life are so, they can be overwhelming. We keep running up. I go back to the statement that my boss, you know, 2 decades ago used to say, Chris used to say this, and I've talked about Chris over the years. She used to say, man, I keep tripping over myself. And I just love the visual of that because it's so true. I do too. Do you? I mean, I'm sure you do too. And so I trip over myself. I face plant into the pavement. And am I going to get back up, just kind of wipe off, you know, the dust and the scrapes and whatever and go, okay, back at it. What's today going to teach me? What lesson am I going to learn today? Where am I going to strike out? What am I going to get wrong? That's okay. And some days it's going to be totally demoralizing. And some moments and some periods of our lives, it's going to be feel like, I don't know if I can keep pushing through. And I don't know if I can keep up with the same amount of energy. And I don't know if I can keep innovating and trying and putting myself out there or loving people the way I do or reaching out or trying to impact or whatever, because I keep getting all these bruises and welts and I get criticized and I get weird looks from others and all these things. And we can't let all of that, the experience of life, shut us down, right? This is the podcast episode I need to listen to, hear myself say these things on days when that does become overwhelming, because it happens. We're human. And the people I want to be surrounded by are the people who in those moments see who I'm trying to become, what the product potentially could be, the value we are creating, whatever that might be, and see the very best in that and motivate and lift and inspire. And, you know, that's one of the reasons that call yesterday is one of the reasons, and I don't want to overplay, it wasn't a huge deal. It's just run of the mill, like a typical day. But that's why we have business partners. That's why we have colleagues. That's why we have family members. That's why we have spouses or partners or whatever it is. We have people around us because some days, most days, we need someone else to get off the call and go, no, that actually wasn't that bad. In a moment when we're thinking, wow, I thought I was going to connect that bat with that ball and I struck out. So just some thoughts on my mind. Hope you're doing well. Hope you're healthy. Hope you're happy. And I'll talk to you in the next episode of the Culture Hacks podcast.
Who do you know that could benefit from listening to this episode? Tap on the share button and text the link to a friend or colleague, or write a post on LinkedIn and tag Russ. Thanks for listening to the Culture Hacks podcast with Russ Hill.